Up in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Where do we go from here? Now that all of the children are growing up, then how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our number one on this Monday, February 12th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop, with this being an election day kind of prep show. Prep show because of the county commission, the county conventions being held on Thursday. This coming Saturday, kind of interesting that the early voting begins February 17th. And the fact that this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, claims that she needs clarification. You know, this woman is amazing. This is amazing because she already knows that the ballots are printed, the ballots are out there. But yet she's going to put out stories and talk about it. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson states that she needs clarity on the Trump ballot eligibility. Really, Jocelyn? Haven't we already been down this road? Michigan Secretary of State, this came out, yesterday. This is per The Hill. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson states that she needs clarity on former President Trump's ballot eligibility. While speaking with MSNBC's The Weekend, we need clarity, Benson said. I mean, you can't have a scenario in which voters are uncertain, or a political party is uncertain, or election administrators are uncertain as to who will and should be on the ballot. She actually said that. Benson filed a brief last month in the Supreme Court on the former president's ballot eligibility, in which she said that it is vital that the court answer the central questions of this case, whether the former president is disqualified from serving as president, and if so, whether a state has the power to exclude him from the primary or general election ballot on that basis. These questions must be fully answered now because election officials, like the secretaries of state, need to know whether the former president is even eligible to appear on the ballot as a candidate. And voters deserve to know whether he is eligible to hold the office of president before casting their votes. Oral arguments on Thursday, the Supreme Court appeared hesitant to going ahead with blocking Trump from appearing on the ballots. Several of the justices on the nation's highest court gave the impression of being sympathetic to the former president's argument. States do not have the authority to disqualify federal candidates. Some of them also question if the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment applies to the presidency. One of the progressive socialist Democrat appointed Justices, Elena Kagan, what's the state doing deciding who other citizens get to vote for president? Chief Justice John Roberts also noted what he called a daunting consequence. What if other states started to kick Democratic candidates off their ballot if the court disqualifies Trump? You could have a situation where Republican states start taking the same course of action, removing Democrat candidates. They're not going to do it. And for Benson to be catering to her base in a last-ditch effort to prevent Donald Trump from getting votes is absolutely absurd. A complete waste of time. One of the comments on the Hill story, she's an idiot. She doesn't understand the Constitution. And what part of innocent until proven guilty does she not get? Charges for insurrection against Donald Trump that could possibly be misconstrued in the 14th Amendment, he hasn't even been charged yet. Insurrection? So this person goes on to say, until that changes, she should just shut up and do her job. Put all candidates on the ballot so voters can make the choice. To even ask this question shows exactly how corrupt she is. Absolutely agree with Captain Chaos, who made the comment. See, one thing that you have to understand, people, this is their worst nightmare. They impeached him twice in the House, couldn't get him convicted in the Senate. Then they tried to call January 6th an insurrection. Why did they use that word? Specifically that word. They didn't call it a riot, an uprising. They called it an insurrection from day one. Why? Because that word is in the 14th Amendment. Pure and simple. They jumped on that immediately, knowing full well that if they used that term, the media started saying it enough that people would start believing it. It's a bald-faced lie. It was not an insurrection led by Donald Trump. You Democrats need to get over it. That's number one. Number two, he's going to be the Republican nominee. He's going to be the nominee, and based on everything that's going on in the world, well, guess what? All signs are leading toward an absolute tidal wave. They're saying that these could be numbers bigger than even Ronald Reagan back in the 1980s. This could end up being very much a landslide victory. Now, we have ordered and are in the process of receiving a printed order. This is going to be a handout. It's going to be a handout for you to be able to give to people with a brain and ask them 11 questions. And in that process, you're going to ask them some very common sense. And these are not Republican questions. These are not Democrat questions. These are simply American questions. in the next 9 months, can you hand out a flyer? Just hand it out to 100 people. They look at the handout, they take the handout, and then they contact people and ask them the 11 questions. Here, look this over. Think about this. 11 questions that just basically ask them, how do they feel about the economy? How do they feel about the border situation? How do they feel about the drug problem? Crossing the border, fentanyl and meth and all the things going on in our local communities. How about crime in the major cities? How do you feel about gas prices? How do you feel about electric bill? How do you feel about the price of food? How do you feel about the government starting to mandate electric vehicles, pushing that agenda? How do you feel about the economy overall? Just get them thinking about their existence. And then it says, vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th. Well, Sylvia provided us the template. I made some changes to it, perfected it, I think made it better. We printed up 10,000 of these. The radio station is going to have them available. We can mail them out to you. We're going to have the ability to allow you to make a donation on yourdefendingfathers.com or the acconservatives.org website. Either one will work. You can impact 1,100 voters with a $20 bill. Make a $20 donation. We will mail them to you, 100 of these handouts, to share with 11 people each. All you got to do is pass out the 100. We'll get into the details. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
My name is Todd Spallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spallenberg, electspallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our number one. Vicky reminded me during the break, this will be handled through the acconservatives.org website, not the radio station. So I apologize. But as we get these, we need to mail them out to you. You can get 100 of these cards. They're 4 inches tall, 9 inches wide. Nice little handout size. Spread the word in red letters with a blue banner in the middle. In the next 9 months, talk with 11 people about 11 issues. Then in the bottom in red, vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th of 2024. And on the back side are the 11 questions. Are you satisfied with, number one, high gasoline and diesel fuel prices? Number two, are you satisfied with the costs and security concerns caused by our open and unprotected borders? How do you feel about inflation in the economy? Number four, surging crime rates in most of our American cities. Number five, forced EV electric vehicle mandates. How do you feel about that? Something the government's pushing here in the state of Michigan and in Washington, D.C. How do you feel about rising food and consumer prices? Number seven, how do you feel about the woke ideology being taught to students in our public schools and colleges? Number eight, how satisfied are you with the challenges to and the loss of parental rights, which will negatively affect our children? Increasing fentanyl, meth, and other drug-related deaths. Rising interest and mortgage rates. And lastly, how do you feel about the attacks on our Second Amendment rights and your constitutionally protected ability to protect yourself and your family? Which, by the way, the gun laws from last year that they passed here in Michigan, they go into effect tomorrow. The blue banner in the middle of this questions says these are not underlined Democratic or Republican issues. They are American issues. Many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, 2024, talk about these issues with your family, friends, and neighbors. Promote America, not, underlined, not politics. Don't talk politics. Don't talk about the Democrats or the Republicans. Don't talk about Biden or Trump. Don't talk about your state representatives. Just get people to think about these 11 issues. Then in the closing box, you have the power to, next line, vote wisely. And then on the bottom in small print, paid for by the Antrim County Conservative Union, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. It's just 100 of these cards. Printing costs, envelopes, stamps, $20. You'll get 100 of these in color, and all you got to do is get rid of the 100. You're not talking to 1,100 people. You're passing 100 of these out, asking them to talk to 11 people. And they don't even have to give them their card. All they got to do is show it to them and then take it back. Think about this. 9-11-11. If you would like 100 of these mailed to your home or your business, just go to acconservatives.org. That's where we have the class that's upcoming on April 13th in Traverse City. Just click on the donate button and donate $20. If you want to cover the PayPal 3%, donate $21. $21 will cover our costs, and we will mail this directly to you. You'll get 100 of these in the mail. Then all you got to do is keep them in the envelope they come in. Keep them in your car, your vehicle, whatever. When you're pumping gas, hand it to the guy next to you. Can you talk to 11 people about these 11 issues before November 5th? That's the question. They look them over. Yeah, I can do this. Greatly appreciate it. acconservatives.org. Donate $21. Give us your address, your phone number, email, and we'll send it right to you. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed,